Hi there, Elise Dewsbury here with my vlog, How to Get No Feedback from Elise. This is going to be my 88th vlog. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about a movie that I often cite. And it may be if you look back through the last 8 years of my vlogs that I've talked about this before, but I wanted to just chat about it for a bit. And it is the movie The Trouble with Angels with Hayley Mills. And the reason that I like to talk about that is because it illustrates something which I would call making something inevitable without being predictable. And to me, that's really, really important when you're telling a story. And so it's very important in musical theater that at the end of the day, we want to feel like the ending that you get to at the end of the day was somehow inevitable. But we do not want to be able to predict that ending. And it's an odd sort of a paradox. How can you make the ending something that when it comes, we go, yeah, that makes sense, but we're not expecting it to come out that way. So how do you do that? There are obviously more than one way to do that, but I love the way the movie The Trouble with Angels does. So I'm going to talk about that for just a moment. So in The Trouble with Angels, Hayley Mills and is a kid whose parents are very rich, but they're jet setters and they go all over the place and they're not interested in and if I get any of the details wrong, I'm sorry, I haven't seen it in years. But anyway, the basics are, they send her to a convent school, so because they can't be bothered to have anything to do with her, to spend any time with her. And she meets another girl there who arrives also for at the at, you know is new to the convent school. And whose parents are sending her there as well. And they bond and they become really good friends. And they decide that both of them really don't like being at the convent school. Neither of them have any intention of ever becoming a nun. You don't have to be planning, it's really just a high school. So you don't have to become a nun at the end of it. But a lot of the girls that are there are planning on becoming nuns. And they bond over the idea that they have no interest in what the nuns do and they're just gonna cause trouble. So that's why it's called The Trouble with Angels, because they are causing trouble all the time. So the two of them are always getting into scrapes and causing problems and having to get punished by the nuns. And so there's this sort of animosity that grows up between them and the nuns, and in particular the Mother Superior. And then when the holiday seasons come around, particularly the Christmas holiday break, but I think other holidays as well. Her friend, her family sends for her and brings her home for the holidays. But Hayley Mills's family doesn't. So she winds up having to stay at the convent and she's the only girl there. Now, this animosity is growing between her and the sisters. And this takes place over a number of years because I think she probably arrives when she's 15 or 16 and it goes through her entire high school until she's, 18 or whatever and is ready to graduate. So over the course of the movie and over the course of these several times that she spends the holidays there, she is exposed to a couple of things that the other kids and in particular her best friend don't see. There are some moments where she sees the nuns doing really nice things for poor children and poor families during the holidays. And there's a handful of different things that she witnesses because she's there and her friend doesn't see them. And so she really sees the kind of the good works that the nuns do. And these are just things that happen all along at the same time as she's being bad and being mischievous and having problems with the nuns and getting punished and all of the regular stuff. And then when the moment comes for them to graduate and it's announced who's going to be a novitiate and actually, go into the nunnery, Hayley Mills's character's name is on the list. And her friend is livid with rage because they had always decided this they weren't going to do this, and she felt like she was completely betrayed, and she's very angry with her and won't speak to her. And then there's a very moving moment at the end where when she's leaving on the train and won't speak to her, that she finally does. Hayley Mills's character finally gets through to her and explains to her what's going on, and they decide to stay friends. For the audience, so for her friend, it's a big surprise. It's a huge surprise and a betrayal, and she doesn't understand it at all. For those of us who've been watching the movie, it is not a surprise. I mean, it is and it isn't, because we also know that she said she never wanted to be a nun. And so, we're not thinking when we see those moments, we're not thinking, oh, this is going to make her decide not to be a nun. So it's not predictable in that sense. Although now that I've told you, spoiler alert, it will be for you. But But when it happens, when she does it, there's a part of you as an audience member that goes, oh yeah, okay, I can see it's a bit of a surprise, but I can see why she made that choice, because the puzzle pieces were all in place to make that clear to me. So that's why I feel it's a good example of the ending being inevitable but not predictable. And I've thought sometimes, I wonder if that story contradicts the great lengths that I go to say that I think that surprises have no place in musical theater, because if you're trying to hide something from the audience, then the characters can't sing their truth. But I don't think it does, because the audience, these things are not hidden from the audience. They're hidden from her friend, and it's her friend who goes through the moment of feeling that she's been betrayed. We don't. We have been able to add up the pieces that we've gotten along the way, the little clues that have been dropped along the way. And even if we don't realize what they mean while they're happening, we're able to look back and go, oh, okay, I see, that makes sense. So that is so I feel like that's something that everyone needs to strive for when you're telling a story in musical theater. How can you make sure that the ending, and this is part of what makes an ending satisfying, we feel like, yes, I understand why that happened, but I didn't predict it. I didn't see through it, and I didn't expect it, but I understand it. So making your ending inevitable but not predictable. All right. Thanks for that, and I'll see you next time, and toodaloo.